Parliament has approved the release of 2.6 billion cedis for supplementary expenses for this year's budget. The approval of the amount is, however, subject to the correction of some of the figures put forward by the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning in the budget. The member for Winchi, Professor George Janbafo, contributing to the debate for its approval, said some of the figures do not tally with what is in the budget. He said until the anomaly is rectified, it will not be appropriate for the House to approve the budget. The MP for Ho West, Emmanuel Bejra, commended the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning for putting in steps to ensure that government revenue is properly utilized. The construction of offices for members of Parliament and their constituencies is to start soon. This follows Parliament's approval for the government to guarantee a credit facility between Sino-Africa Development Company and Fidelity Bank Limited. The 50 million cedi agreement will also cover the furnishing of the offices. The chairman of the Finance Committee of Parliament, James Afeji, says the execution of the project is in fulfillment of a promise made by the late president to the House. Here is a report by Augustus Akwi.
In 2009, the late President Mills, in his State of Nations address, pledged to see to it that constituencies' offices are put up for members of Parliament. This pledge was reaffirmed the following year. The chairman of the Finance Committee, James Avezi, said, currently, MPs rely on family members and friends for their secretarial support in their work. He said, the situation is so bad that some keep important documents in their vehicles, leading to the loss of most of such sensitive documents.
The constituency offices are expected to provide reasonable office space to facilitate the work of the member of parliament in the constituency. The office will also promote cross-party interaction as it will be open to all constituents, irrespective of the party affiliation. Honorable members of the committee emphasize that members of parliament are first and foremost responsible to their constituents who have elected them to serve their interests in Parliament. The constituency office is therefore necessary to provide an avenue for constituents to present their sentiment on national issues to their MPs for onward articulation in Parliament.
The MP for Old Tafo, Dr. Akoto Osei, noted that questions over the design of the project must not be downplayed. Deputy Majority Leader Alhaji Rashid Pelpo assured the House that Parliament is in constant touch with the contractor, Sino-Africa Development Company, to ensure the House gets value for money.
These issues came up in the committee meeting about the cost, the structure, the space available for each the office, the need for an additional room for a secretary, even the land space, were all issues that came up. And we have directed that we will have a meeting with the contractor, the AESL representative, the Ministry for Works and Housing on Tuesday next week. And all these things will be put before them. All these are things we will take into consideration.
My report was filed by Augustus Akwehi.